On this county final week ahead of the Sligo Homeland Senior Football Championship final this Sunday afternoon, Shamrock Gaels get ready to take on the holders, Killara Strandhill. And for the next 45 minutes, we're going to give you a sense of what it means to be back in a county final. They've had to wait a little while, but they've waited patiently and now they are back. And Castle Baldwin is a place that I know pretty well. I'm not a Shamrock Gaels person, but my late granduncle Peter Morrison lived here just next door to McDermott. So hello to Madge if you're watching this evening on this county final week. Madge is part of the Shamrock Gaels supporters bus group who go to all the games in this championship run. So we're going to talk to a selection of Shamrock Gaels fans, maybe some championship dads, and maybe even a Killara Strandhill connection in this part of the country, controversial and all as that might be. Steady down the back. And you can get in touch if you'd like to send your well wishes, 083 3500 530 by WhatsApp or text if you'd like to contact the programme. And we are also live streaming if you want to watch us too on Sligo GAA TV. You'll find us on the Sligo GAA TV YouTube channel this evening. So, we will talk football a bit later on, but we're going to keep this light-hearted and espouse all that's good about being part of a county championship final at a hectic part of this sporting calendar in County Sligo. Let's talk to our host this evening, because he was manager of Shamrock Gaels for the past few years. He's a championship this Sunday, his son Dylan is on the team, and he's the host here of McDermott's Bar and Restaurant. Please welcome Glenn McDermott. Glenn, how are you? Nice to be in a county final.
Lovely to be in a county final. So, but first of all, I just want to welcome everybody here. Delighted to have Ocean FM here tonight. It's a great honour. And thanks for everybody coming along. It's what makes it.
It certainly does. Did you think you'd ever get here?
I did, because I suppose I always had great faith in these lads. They had always great potential, and hopefully on Sunday they'll fulfil that.
You manage this team for the past few years, you've got a son on the team, so you can take a portion of the credit for the background work in getting Shamrock Gaels to this county final.
Only a small portion. To be fair, the amount of work that has gone in behind the scenes is incredible, from everybody right across the club. From, I suppose, this has been in the making for the last 20 years, so there's too many to name to give credit to everybody that's been involved in this, from the early stages on a Saturday morning with under sixes, under eights, right through to where we are today. It's a credit to the club.
Coming into Castle Baldwin this evening off the N4, the first thing that hits you is a gigantic team photograph on the Gaels. The bunting is up everywhere. What has the buzz been like around, not just Castle Baldwin, but Coolah, Riverstown, Suey, etc.?
I suppose first and foremost, we're so proud. We're so proud of the lads. The excitement is building. As I said, it's kind of, I feel myself, it's from tonight is the first night you feel it kind of building. Everybody is putting their shoulder to it. The excitement, everywhere you go, all we're talking about is Shamrock Gaels and the game. And it's brilliant. It's brilliant to be back there again after being so long away from it.
And is it easy to watch a game like this when you've got a son on the team? Or?
Well, I suppose there's not much, we're not allowed to talk about football in our house this weather.
Actually, you're barred from being on air tonight, isn't that right?
Not supposed to be here, but I suppose just the position that I'm in, is, it's in McDermott's here in Castle Baldwin, and I felt I had to welcome everybody, so, yeah.
Well, Dylan, if you're listening or watching, that's not Glenn McDermott, it's just a guy who looks very like Glenn. Glenn McDermott, ladies and gentlemen. McDermott is a very famous Shamrock Gaels name, but it's hard to think of a more famous Shamrock Gaels name than the name Cairns. The late Leo Cairns was one of the founders of Shamrock Gaels GAA Club, who recently celebrated their 50th birthday, and we'll talk about a special publication coming out to mark that milestone a little bit later on in the programme. But I want to introduce you to two of the Cairnses who are integral to the Shamrock Gaels at club officer level right now, and they are the Cathaoirleach of Shamrock Gaels, Andy Cairns, and his brother Cormac Cairns, who's the club PRO. Lads, thanks for tagging out tonight, first of all. Good to see you in the maroon. Cormac, you're also county treasurer, but it must be nice, first of all, to have your home club in a county final again.
Yeah, absolutely, Austin. It's been a long wait. I played myself on the last losing team in 1994, and at the time, I suppose we never thought it would take us so long to get here. So fantastic to see the guys in the final on Sunday.
Yeah. You played and won two county titles in 1990 and 1992, so you know what it's like to win one as well as lose one.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, the first one in 1990 was a dream come true for the club at the time. I mean, we had been very, very close for a number of years. At the time, we were a very, very young team. Every year we were a young team, we were a coming team, and eventually in 1990 we got through. And again in 1992, which was fantastic. And of course, we were very young at the time, and we thought, this just happens every year, you know. Let's go out next year and win it again. And of course, in 1994, we discovered that's not how it works. And here we are 31 years later, so.
Yeah. Talking to a lot of Shamrock Gaels people tonight, they seem to be still getting over that 1994 county final.
Yeah. Richie Kennedy from Tourist Ran sent me the video about 2 years ago. And as per your own, I haven't got around to putting it up on YouTube yet. So someday I will.
It was Eamon O'Hara's first county final, of course, with Tullochan, and maybe proved to be a breakthrough year for the South Sligo club.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it was the, you know, the year that they came through, and unfortunately, you know, they dominated for many, many years, and they've been a fantastic representation of Sligo football ever since. You know, unfortunately, we went in the other direction. But great to see the lads back again. And, you know, as Glenn says, the work that's been going in over the years from, you know, people in the club, including, you know, people like Mary Quinn, who's been down there day in, day out, or year in, year out. And it's great to see the fruition of that come through now.
Well, at least you've won more finals than you've lost, Cormac. So you've got that going for you. Let's bring in your brother, the Cathaoirleach, Andy Cairns, chairman of Shamrock Gaels. I always think you've got to be a little bit mad in the modern Gaelic Games era to be a chairman or chairwoman or chairperson because of the workload it entails day in, day out, weekend in, weekend out. But this must be a lovely time of the year to be chairman of Shamrock Gaels.
It certainly is, Austin. And look, I want to echo what Glenn said to welcome yourselves here tonight. I think things like this adds to the sense of occasion around the final. And these are the salad days for the club, really. When you look back, we've been in a number of underage finals over the last couple of weeks. We had the ladies who were unfortunately beaten in the Junior A final last week. And we have the senior final coming on Sunday. So these are the days that you dream about. And, you know, as chairman the club, there's a lot of moving parts, obviously, as you said, Austin, but we're particularly fortunate in this club, and from talking to people in other clubs, it's not the same, and I know it's not, in that we have so many people who are willing to put their shoulders to the wheel and help out, whether that's fundraising or all the stuff that goes on with training teams, raising funds, you name it. And I have to pay a special compliment to my predecessor Larry, who laid solid, very solid foundations for me coming in as chair and made it so much easier in a lot of ways.
Yeah. The club just celebrated its 50th birthday fairly recently, and to mark that little milestone, a club with a rich heritage, you guys have been hard at work, and when we say hard at work, we really mean it, in publishing a special record of this Shamrock Gaels club.
That's right, Austin. And the club celebrated 50 years in existence in 2022, and the intention had been that we'd bring out a book to celebrate that in 2022, but it became a bit of a monster, I'm afraid, in the end. And the end product, hopefully people will feel it's worth it. So we're going to print tomorrow. Hopefully it'll go to the printers, and we're having a launch on the 15th of November in the Clayton. But just to say a few things about the book, as I said, it's a bit of a monster. There's 1200 pages spread over two volumes, and it literally recounts everything that happened in Shamrock Gaels over that 50-year period and before it. There's a wealth of, there's thousands of photographs, all in colour, plenty of stories, humorous stories, sad stories, you name it. It's not all just about the matches and photographs of teams. There's so much in it. So, as I say, we've had four or five big events over the last few weeks, and we've had the ladies' final, we've had the underage finals, the senior final, and hopefully following up then with a big event in the Clayton on the 15th of November. So if I could get in a plug, the book is pre-sale. Pre-sales are in place now, so get your order in, because it will be a limited print run. There won't be any more. As the saying goes, when they're gone, they're gone, and they won't be reprinted. So that's my plug for it. But looking forward to it. Yeah.
I was wondering when the chairman would get the fundraising plug in. It only took him 4 minutes. Pretty good going. 1,200 pages. That's putting War and Peace and Ulysses in the shade. That's quite a project, it sounds like.
It's a bit, yeah. And I was saying to somebody the other day, when you start out on a project like this, it's you can take two approaches. And very quickly, I found there was so much stuff, so many stories, so many finals won and lost and all the rest of it, that it became hard to leave stuff out than to put it in. And at the end of the day, if you go back to the 1960s, 1970s, even 1980s, it's very hard and difficult get information, and even people who have unfortunately passed on provided a wealth of information. All that stuff goes. So I wanted to be inclusive of all of that, and I make no apologies for it. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be something that's going to be an heirloom for the club, or anybody who ever had anything to do with the club.
And last question on this, without giving any of the nuggets away, is there any story or piece of research you did on this book, or image or photo that just caught you by surprise that you could share with us?
If I was to pick a piece of the out of the book, and you will enjoy it when you come to it, it's and if you know Pádraig McKeown, it's a fairly lengthy piece by Pádraig, who has gone back over his time with Shamrock Gaels, and particularly we ran a solo run from Croke Park to Riverstown in 1988, and Pádraig tells the story of that and everything that happened, and a particular incident with Seamus Cawley, our dear deceased former chairperson, and the stories are hilarious, and only Pori could have a turn of phrase that, you know, captures the imagination. So that's one piece people should watch out for.
Well, Pori certainly was and is a wordsmith in his own right, and we do think of Seamus Cawley, former chairman, whose anniversary I think was yesterday. And he, of course, was chairman when Shamrock Gaels last lifted the Ownby Hunt Cup in 1992. So we certainly remember Seamus Cawley on a week like this. Will you be able to enjoy this final, guys? Or are you going to be like cats on a hot tin roof this Sunday?
No, listen, we'll enjoy it. I know, like, from the players' perspective, obviously, you know, we're hoping, you know, they've kept kind of low-key for the last couple of weeks. But, you know, from my perspective, no nerves at all. I'm very confident they're going to do it.
Good man, Rocky. And what about Andy, what do you think your late dad, Leo, would make of a week like this and a final like this?
Yeah, it's funny. Rory was putting together a video which will be put out, I think, on final day, and there's an interview with my dad in it, and I think he would be thrilled. It's amazing where 30 years go. As Cormac said at the time, we thought those days would live forever, and in some ways you turn around, you think it's only yesterday, in other ways how it could be 30 years ago is beyond me, because we've had some hard luck stories over the years. But as regards nerves, well, I'll be nervous, but I've every confidence. This team has been talked about for a number of years, as you probably know, and we are an up and coming team, a young team, but there's a lovely blend of experience there between the older guys and the county players. We'll certainly be up against it. Killara are the favourites, but again, I'd share confidence that we will do it.
A positive note on which to end. Ladies and gentlemen, would you show your appreciation, please, for the Cairns brothers, Cormac and Andy, and Glenn McDermott. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, guys. We'll let them make their way back to their seats here. We're live on Ocean FM and on Sligo GAA TV this county final week Thursday night from McDermott's Bar and Restaurant in Castle Bolden. Just to remind you, Sunday's live coverage on both radio and on live streaming, both the senior and minor championship finals are live from Quigga Bar in Enniscrone. St John's against St Mary's in the Shane Quigley Financial Advisor Minor A Championship Final is live from 1:15. It's being live streamed and it's live on the radio. And then from 3:30, it is the Homeland Senior Football Final, which you can watch or listen to. Take your choice, whatever suits you best. From 3:30, it's live as well on all the various platforms. Right, I want to talk to some of the hardcore supporters now. Not that the last trio weren't, but these guys are pretty special. I want to talk to Francis Ty, if he'll come up and join us on stage. And we might have a word with the kit man. Would the kit man come up and talk to me? And also, one of the lovely things that Shamrock Gaels do, and I hope he's here, but in recent years, Shamrock Gaels, take a seat there, guys, pick whichever seat you like. The third member of this trio I'd like to invite up, if I'm not putting him on the hop. But in recent years, Shamrock Gaels organised a supporters bus, which started going to one game, and then it became two, and then three, and now it's every single match, and it brings a lot of the people of wisdom in Shamrock Gaels country to the league and championship matches, and it's going to Quigga Bar this Sunday. And I want to invite one of the key passengers on stage. If Eddie Cogan is here, would Eddie come up, please? We'll let Eddie make his way up, and I'm going to talk here to Hilary Lyons, the kit man and lifelong Shamrock Gaels supporter, and Francie Ty, who's here as well, who won't miss a Spring League match or a St. Stephen's Day Challenge game. If there's five supporters in the ground, Francie will surely be one of them. Hilary, how are you?
Great, thanks, Alton.
You haven't changed a bit.
Thank you very much.
In all the years, not since 1990-1992. How does 2025 compare to the last county final?
It's great. The excitement is brilliant. And the banter is great. And I was there 53 years ago in Tulk when the club played their first challenge match against Tulk Lough Ryan Drills above in Tulk.
53 years ago?
Yeah.
Did they win it?
No. The draw. That's the truth, yeah. I don't think there was anyone here that was at that game. No, so long ago.
Wherever Shamrock Gaels play, whatever patch of grass it is, Hilary Lyons is more than likely there. What is the love affair between you and Shamrock Gaels, would you say?
I grew up following the football, first Nakalasa, and then when Shamrock Gaels was formed in 72, all involved in football. Yeah.
You bring up a very important name there. So if we think Nakalasa and Suey, if the younger generation in the room or those listening or watching at home look at the old Roll of Honour in Sligo, way back in the olden days you will see county finals and you'll see the name Nakalasa popping up multiple times, and Suey. These were the precursors to Shamrock Gaels, where the football heritage began in this part of the county.
That's very true indeed. And the Lord of Mercy and Leo and a few more men got together then to form Shamrock Gaels. But Nakalasa and Suey, they were real games. Yeah. And the crowds that was at them. Yeah. You wouldn't get that at a senior league game now. And they'd be talking about it for weeks beforehand.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to stand back now before I ask this next question a little bit. I know you're under strict instructions on this county final week from Shane King, the manager, and the management team, not to tell the media anything ahead of this big county final. But as kit man to Shamrock Gaels, take us into the dressing room, Hilary Lyons. Tell me about this group of players and what is so special about them that has helped them get to this final in your mind?
They're a great group of lads. They're a genuine great group of lads, and they have great standing up for one another, and they'll fight for one another to the bitter end, and you'll see that on Sunday.
And like we should point out, this isn't the flash in the pan, in the sense that, you know, you've been knocking on the door, working the way up, won a Division 1 league title three seasons ago, won another one this season, and like it's not as if this team has come from nowhere.
That's very true, Ashton. As Glenn has said already, this team has been going for the last, building up for the last 20 years, yeah, since they started under six below in Coolay. Yeah. And we've been in loads of finals, and that's what I mean by the group of players. They're nearly all together, played together the whole way up.
Who's the real kit person now in the Lions household? Is it Hillary or Ursula?
Oh, Hillary. It's Hillary.
And are there any superstitions now on Sunday in what you do with the kit? When you go into the dressing room, do you hang it up? Is it ready in the dressing room for the players when they arrive at Quigga Bar on Sunday? Have you a routine to the kit on Sunday?
I do indeed. Same for every game.
Right.
It's all waiting for them there when the lads walk in.
And you start, what, with DJ's goalkeeper jersey and work up? Is it 1 to 15 or do you have a certain...
Oh, the whole
are
panel.
You superstitious?
No, the whole panel.
The whole panel.
There's no one left out from 1 to 32.
Right.
All included.
And do you get to join in the pre-match team talk now in the dressing room, or do you just listen in and keep quiet?
Oh, I'd be doing my own thing. I wouldn't be able to hear anything that's going on.
Well, good man. You're telling them nothing. Good man. That's good. That's good. Francie Tighe, let me bring you in here. A quiet but passionate Shamrock Gaels man. How does it feel for you to see your home club in a county final?
Austin is fantastic. It's great. Everyone says 31 years. It's a long time, you know, but we've been knocking on the door for the last couple of years. Two league finals in the last three, so we're delighted to be there. Yeah. Hopefully we'll bring it home on Sunday.
Yeah. You go to every Shamrock Gaels game, would that be fair to say? What's the last game you missed?
Enniscrone in the league. Oh. I didn't go to it. I think we won by 22 points or something, so I was confident enough about that one. But look, to be fair, I support them. I'm delighted to be able to support them. I live down in Ballintore, which is a different club, St. Michael's, and to be fair, they all send their best wishes to Shamrock Gaels. But the GAA and the club is part of the community and the whole lot, and because I live down there, I'm outside it a wee bit, you know, so it's great to be able to come up to Cullagh to a game and support the lads and, you know, just...
You see, you live in Ballintore, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
So technically now, if the late Noel Mullany was looking down here tonight, he might say to you, are you not a St. Michael's man?
The answer to that is you don't change your spots.
Good man, Francie. Well answered. And here's hoping Manchester United are on an upward curve this season as well. He's a big Man United man. Eddie Cogan, how are you? I'll come over here a little bit and just block out the two lads for 1 second. Tell me about this Shamrock Gaels supporters bus.
Well, I must compliment Mary Quinn and the organisers of this senior citizens bus, I call it. It's both for long-term supporters and old players that played with Shamrock Gaels years ago, and not only brings us to the venue, to the park, but it also organises tickets and gets seating accommodation, which we won't have in Enniscrone, I must say now, which is a loss, but the organisers, it's great, and we even have people, a woman in her 80s, or 90s, in her 90s, travelling on this bus.
And it started out for one game, and it's become a regular thing now.
It's a regular thing now for all Shamrock Gaels games, yes.
Yeah. And is there a bus to Quigga Bar this Sunday?
Yes, it's organised now for Enniscrone on Sunday, yeah. So.
And would you have a sing-song now on the bus, or are you a noisy group of supporters like when you're on the sideline?
Well, this certainly will be organised for Sunday evening.
You come from a very famous sporting family, Eddie Cogan, because your sons and daughter are noted sports players. Barry Cogan, your son, played in an FA Cup final some years back at Wembley in soccer. So it wasn't off the wind you took it.
Well, that's true. I played with Shamrock Gaels. I played with Knockalassa before Shamrock Gaels was formed. And I played with Shamrock Gaels in the early years after it was formed in the late early 70s. And we didn't get to a county final. The most we got was to a semi-final in 73, I think it was. We met St. Pat's in Tubbercurry, and we were only beaten by a point. And a lot of us, since we often thought we should have won that game. And a lot of those players now, I suppose, they have passed away. And it would be only fitting for us now to mention a few of them. Gary McDermott of this pub, grandfather of Dylan McDermott's, he played a cornerback on that team. Jimmy Kilgariff, who came from just up the road here from Castleborden, he played centre-half on that team. John McGarty, he was reared in this village and went to school in this village. He played centre-half forward. And, of course, Francis Henry, who played with Sligo and won a Connacht championship medal with Sligo in 75. These, and I think it would be only right and fitting that we could remember those players tonight.
So say all of us. And a reminder, the late Francis Henry, Frank Henry, and his Sligo 1975 teammates are going to be honoured this Friday night in the Clayton Hotel in Sligo with a special celebration dinner which Sligo GA are organising, a night of nostalgia, and several of Frank's teammates and family and friends connections will be there for a special night. If you'd like to be at it, there are tickets available in the usual places online or from the Sligo GA office in Scarden. Eddie, I have to say, you look fit enough to play this Sunday. The way you're chatting there.
Well, I was out on training the last few days, but
so if it's getting tight, Shane King can throw you on as an impact sub for the last 20 minutes.
If they're stuck, I'm ready. I'm ready and fit to go.
And of course, I was about to say you're still missing a senior championship winner's medal in the Corgan household, but of course that's not true, because there's already a senior championship winner's medal in the Corgan house, because your daughter Edele was part of the Shamrock Gales girls team, which won a county title in 1994.
That's very true. That's true, yeah. Yeah.
So you have one medal, so it's over to the boys now to do the rest.
We'll have to wait a while for the next one.
I'm sure. Well, good evening to Edele if you're watching or listening in from Dubai on this county final week. Ladies and gentlemen, would you show your appreciation for Eddie Corgan, Francis Tye, and the great Hillary Lyons?
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks,
Justin. Right. This is Ocean FM and Sligo GA TV live from McDermott's Bar and Restaurant in Cashelgarran. And I'm not keeping an eye of the time, but we've still got a bit to go. Okay. This time last month, he was with the Republic of Ireland International Soccer Squad. But tonight he's back home. Please welcome Johnny Kenny Jr. Johnny, welcome home.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Did you bring your boots?
No, they're at home now. I think the team have got this far now and we're all behind them.
What was the last Gaelic football match you would have played?
I think that was a long time ago. Maybe a minor final against Giva back in 2021, I'd say. Yeah.
You love your soccer, naturally, but you enjoy Gaelic football too.
Yeah, 100%. All my friends, all my brothers are going to be playing on Sunday, so I look forward to that.
Right. Just to remind people at home, there are six Kenny brothers. How many are part of the Shamrock Gaels senior squad this weekend?
I think there's three, yeah.
Give them a mention.
Patrick here on Niall, so right. It's good for the community who supported me a lot over the last few years, and now I can finally give back to them, get behind them.
Yeah. What were football matches like in the Kenny back garden growing up, whether it was soccer or Gaelic? Was it skin and hair flying?
Yeah, it was great. I think it's made us the competitive lads we are today. It mightn't have been always fair, might have been a bit rough at times, but as I said, I think it's made us the men we are.
Yeah. I know your sporting trajectory has taken a different direction and a very exciting one, but is there an incy-bincy part of you that would love to be part of this Shamrock Gaels journey this weekend?
Obviously there is. My dad and uncle were on the last championship winning team, and obviously for three of my brothers to be on this one, it would have been great to be in four, but I'm delighted the path I've taken and I'm fully behind the lads this weekend.
Yeah. Your dad, of course, is Johnny Senior, and your uncle, Mick Kenny, both talented dual stars themselves. So you know a bit about the heritage of this famous club.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it's been a long time since we've been there. We've been building recently, and obviously this weekend, hopefully it's the day we've all been looking for.
Yeah, and it's nice not to have to play a match. You can just go and be a spectator for a change, is it?
Yeah, 100%. As I said, they've supported me a lot, this community. And finally to be able to go and support them on a big day, which we hope will be a big, big day.
Yeah. And I'm not going to ask you for a prediction finally, but if they win, when you win, what will the excitement be like in the Kenny household?
Yeah, I think it'll be massive. I don't think it'll be just my household. It'll be the whole community, village, club. And we've been waiting for this time a long, long while. We can't wait.
Well, enjoy the rest of the build-up and the final itself. Thank you for joining us in Castle Baldwin tonight. Johnny Kenny. Now, if you come from Killera Strandhill, you'll say to yourself, God, this is a very one-sided programme. There's no Killera Strandhill heads in Castle Baldwin at all tonight. That's not completely true. It's kind of true, but there is one Shamrock Gales house that will have a bit of divided loyalties on Sunday, because one of the great stalwart names, both for club and county back in the late 80s and 90s, is a proud Shamrock Gales man to this day. But for the rest of his house, they will probably be cheering for the opposition this Sunday. So let's find out why. Please welcome up Bernard Mulhern. Bernard, welcome. Thanks for... Well, you're welcoming me. This is your home patch of the world, of course, Castle Baldwin. But, right, so let's explain what we're talking about here. You're steeped in Shamrock Gales, naturally, the Mulherns. That goes without saying. But you have two teenage sons, James and Dara, who live and breathe Killera Strandhill, because you live out in that neck of the woods. So I'm just wondering what the dinner time conversation is like this county final week.
Well, Austin, I'll be straight with you. There's a Killera flag outside our house and bunting, and I was going to put a Shamrock Gales one up the other side, and I was told that if I did, I wouldn't get in the driveway. But they know where my allegiance lay. I said, when you play with a club, no more than Francie said, a leopard doesn't change their spots. I want Shamrock Gales to win on Sunday. Now, having said that, I mightn't get past the roundabout in Killera tonight, but that's the risk you take. You know, 31 years since the last final, and 33 years since we won it. You know, little did we think when we came off that pitch that day. We had a wonderful team. We had six lads in the county and dug deep to win those two championships. And probably we felt, looking in hindsight, we probably thought we should have won a lot more. But little did we think when we came off that pitch against the Gallants and Pat's team, who were in weaning at that stage, that we wouldn't be back in it again. So it means an awful lot to the club, to the area, to the players, to go out next Sunday and take that opportunity and grasp it and bring that O&B across the River Inchin on Sunday evening.
You've touched on it there, but what sort of memories is a week like this bringing back for you, someone who has played in the two Shamrock Gales County Championship winning teams and the 1994 final, which didn't go your way, but you have two winners' medals. What sort of memories is it bringing back this week?
Ah, absolutely fantastic. I mean, when we won it in 1990, and Eddie mentioned a lot of the players that have deceased, and I remember the Paddy Joe Quigleys and Jerry Keeney, Seamus Cawley's, Leo Cairns, you know, Dominic Quinns, they were the people that lived and bred us to where we were today. Paddy Gannon, founder member of the club. So really, to have it, it was unbelievable. I remember Vincent Henry managing the first team, John Quinn the next team there. It was unbelievable for a parish, something you'll never, ever, ever forget. And Rocky there, Cormac, talked about the 94 one. You know, we kind of tried to erase that because we had it won at half-time, or we thought we had it won at half-time, but we didn't, obviously. So to wait that long, you know, the older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune. Well, that's, we hope the tune will be fiddling on Sunday evening. That's the reality. But the atmosphere that time, it's these are a great bunch of lads. There's five or six of them on the county. But, it's, you know, I'm watching them closely. As Len said, they've come up through the stages from under six, under eight. You know, but I will say a county title is hard won. Let nobody think that Shamrock Gales is going to go out and in defence of Killera. That's a good Killera side. I see them training because I'm training the underage. I see them training. They're experienced. They're up for it. So I would say the Shamrock Eels tonight. You're going to beat Colera. You'll earn it, but you have to be on top of your game. Each and one of those lads and subs that come on, I know Shane and the lads will have them ready for it, but it's going to be one hell of a game. There's a lot of similarities, and it's ironic that the start of the championship this year above in the fabulous Caish venue, that was the curtain raiser. Here's the curtain is coming down. It's the exact same game, and there was only a point in that game, so it's ominous what's going to happen on Sunday. It's going to be a very close ding-dong game.
If finally Bernard Mulhern, in the unlikely event that Clara Strandhill retain their senior championship title, and your sons James and Dara drape your car in red and white Clara Strandhill bunting and put a for sale sign in the front garden on Sunday evening, what will the punishment be? Will you block pocket money for the next 12 months?
Well, look, I'll be straight. If Clara win the game on Sunday, I'll be fully behind them from there on in. That's the reality is. There's great banter in the house, and I said it to Andy and a few of the lads, and Sarah plays with them as well, with the girls, when they're playing against Shamrock Gales, they up the ante one or two gears. They just love Shamrock Gales, and that's to get at me, not Shamrock Gales. Yeah. So I've no doubt it'll be no different on Sunday, but the beauty of it is, our house can't lose.
I was just going to say, a good note to end. Ladies and gentlemen, Bernard Mulhern.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Thank you, Bernard. Right, there is a lot of family connections between the teams of the early 1990s who won two titles, didn't win a third, but came close to doing just that, and this 2025 county final team. We spoke to a couple of the dads, but will we talk maybe to a championship dad or two, and maybe a championship granddad? Would you please welcome on stage Larry and John Quinn and Michael Toohey. If they're happy to come up, I hope I'm not throwing it up. Larry Quinn, of course, former club chairman. And the mighty Quinn, John Quinn, who of course captained and managed Shamrock Gales in county finals. And Michael Toohey, who's here as well. Gents, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Austin.
Good to have you here. Larry Quinn, this has got to be bringing lots of memories back, flooding back to you this week.
Absolutely. I suppose it's been part of the 90 and 92 squad. It's great to be back in another county final. Cormac mentioned, or you mentioned earlier, that he was treasurer. I was in the unfortunate position in 94 where I was inside in the Markovich Park dressing rooms counting the gate takings, because I'd just taken over as treasurer of the county board, looking out the window wondering what sort of a silly decision did I make. But anyways, look, life goes on, and I think it's wonderful for the lads to be back in the final. There is that connection between lads who played in those years and the curtain crop. And I suppose that's only natural to expect that, because like Shamrock Gales is a rural parish. So there hasn't been much, I suppose, sense of people moving in to the area. So we have to grow our own. And thankfully, I think we've grown a very good crop this year. The other one thing I'd mention in relation to the similarities between 90 and 92 is that while they were a young team coming on, there was a few seasoned players back in 1992. You're looking at three of them up here, and that's nearly replicated again this year, where we have a number of older players, but then you have your mid-group in the mid-20s, and then the younger lads coming on. So I think it's a perfect blend. And hopefully that proves itself on Sunday. And just one last thing, I thought it was lovely the way Eddie mentioned some players that had played in the earlier years. And I think we lost two of our colleagues over the last number of years from the 1992, and I'd like to remember John Lyons and Kevin McDermott from those two teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And John's daughter Jade is here tonight with some of her Shamrock Gales teammates, who went very close to lifting the Junior A Championship title last weekend. Let's talk to the other Quinn. I remember you on commentary in the early 90s as the mighty Quinn. John Quinn, who was captain in 1990 when you lifted the Ombi Hunt, and manager, I think, in 92 when you won it again.
Yeah. Listen, it was, looking back on it now, it was an honour for me, and I think that we were very privileged men that time that was involved in the team. You know, we didn't think that we'd be waiting this long for another one, but I just think of all the players that came up through the ranks over the years, brilliant players. We talked about Francis Henry. He never won a county title with Shamrock Yales. There was several of them over the years. I hope you don't mind if I mention my own son, Francis. He's just gone over the hill now. But he was a great footballer. He was a great footballer, and I'd have loved to see him win a county title. But listen, Johnny is hanging in there, so with the help of God.
Don't be so sure Francis Quinn is retired. Sure, Larry Quinn is still playing. You were playing a few years ago, is that not true? There's a story going, you appeared on the pitch not so long ago.
It was actually myself and the vice chairman at the time, Michael Brannan, were in charge of a junior team who were playing at Clonmacool, and we had only 11 players, and we needed 30 by the start of the second half, so we reluctantly took the field at half time in our 57th year to avoid the club having to pay a fine of €50. But when your sister is the treasurer, you do things like that to make sure. So.
How did you play, do you mind me asking?
Well, I stayed out of the way, but I think Mick Brannan got a rush of blood to the head and thought he was 30 years younger, was chasing around the field until he got a heavy shoulder, and I think that settled him down after that, so yeah.
Michael Toohey, still looking young and hearty, but you are the granddaddy of sorts ahead of this county final on Sunday. Remind us who your grandson is.
My grandson is Conor McMorrow. And more than Larry and John have said, like, we were at near the end of our careers when we won our first title. I'd been playing with the senior team for 14 or 15 years at that stage, and there was a fine crop of young players coming on, and we were lucky that them lads came when they did, and we got our two county titles out of it. Now they were probably lucky that we were still there as well to give them a bit of a talking down when they needed it every now and then, you know. But no more than John and Larry have said, like, all my sons have played football since that. They never got a sniff of a county final. So I'm delighted for Connor and all the young lads for next Sunday that they're getting into their first county final, and hopefully it won't be their last.
What has the wait been like to get back to the county decider?
Well, I suppose, you know, when you're a rural club like Shamrock Yales, we've been very lucky. We've had good days, but we've had a lot of days too where, you know, we just didn't make it. And you get used to that as well. But never did we think in 94 when Tullagh Strand beat us that we would never see a county final again until 2025. And like, if you look at two fantastic ambassadors to the county, like 7 titles in a row, like, how do you do that? We'd be delighted if we can get this one across the line and see after that.
Yeah, sure. Are you excited?
I am excited, no question about it. A little bit nervous, yeah. I have nephews playing on the team as well. And, you know, I was always a nervous player before a game, and I'm still a bit nervous when I'm watching a game.
Do we have any walkers? I'm talking about parents of players who are walkers during a game. Do you find it easy to watch matches of this stature, guys, when you have a family connection on the field of play? Or do you have to head out to the car park and hide behind a van and listen to the roars from the stand to get a sense of what's going on?
Well, actually, in Cash, Mary had, my sister had organised a group, Eddie's bus, to they all sat down and they said, John, there's a seat here for you. But I can't sit. I have to be up and down the sideline, outside the wire now. Yeah. But that's just the way I am.
Yeah. Well, that's a human response.
Yeah, well, listen, that's the way I always was. I like to be involved, but I'm involved up here, maybe I'm not shouting in at them, you know.
Do you give your new generation of player any team talk or words of advice ahead of this Sunday?
Well, maybe back some years ago I thought I would, but I remember one of our lads, Joe, he's involved with a strength and conditioning coach with the team. But I came home from work one evening and he was watching a video of the 1990 final. It just happened to be coming to the end. And I walked in the door and he just looked up at me. And he said, Dad, you were awful effing slow. So after that, I decided, no, there's no point in trying to teach these lads anything. So, no, they've a great management team. And again, it's been referenced about since the starter back in Coolas, under six or under eight. But people who have been in charge of them at senior level as well. And there's a connection again. When we won the Intermediate Championship in 2018, it was a Coolas Strand Hill man that was in charge of us, the great John McPartland, who did great work with the club there for a number of years. And that has carried on. And the current management team are a very experienced group. We're very happy with them. And obviously, they've achieved a certain amount of success in winning the two Division One league titles, and hopefully that they'll take this next step on Sunday as well. So, yeah, looking forward to it, Austin.
Good words. Larry Quinn, John Quinn, Michael Toohey, the Championship Dads and Grandad, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Right, we are approaching the end of the programme. We've only a few minutes left, so there's a few more people I want to squeeze in before we finish. We've got about 5 minutes on Radio Land here on our final whistle special and up for the match live on Sligo GA TV and Ocean FM ahead of the Homeland Senior Football Championship final. So I want to invite up a couple of other well-known Shamrock Gales folk. Shane Quigley, who's been doing a bit of co-commentary and media work with Ocean FM and Sligo GA TV this season. And also, I don't know, yes, when I started reporting in my Cub days with the old Northwest Radio in the early 1990s, there were two very familiar faces to me who were Shamrock Gales faces, and one was Andrew Hannan, and who I'd like to invite up, and the other, I don't know if he's here, I'm hoping he's here. If Vincey Henry is here, could he join us on stage? Andrew, how are you? Well, Andrew, it's hard to get Shamrock Gales out of your system, I know, but this must be enjoyable time to be involved in it again.
Yes, Austin, it's a magnificent time for us here in Shamrock Gales at the minute. The enjoyment and the pressure and the excitement going into this county final is as good as ever I've seen before. And we have a magnificent crop of players and a magnificent management in place, and we're really looking forward to this county final and feel very confident winning it as well.
I'm guessing someone like you didn't think you'd be waiting 31 years from 1994 to be in another Ownby Hunt decider.
Absolutely, Austin. I remember in 92, John Quinn was in charge of the team. Myself and Eugene Carroll were selectors with him. And we thought this would be kind of happening every couple of years, you know. In 94, we made a county final again and were narrowly defeated by Tour Lestrand. And we said to ourselves after that evening, we'll be back again, don't worry, lads, in a year or two. But my God, to think it's 31 years since we're in a county final last. It's hard to believe. And my God, the hairs are getting greyer, but that's why we're really looking forward, Austin, to this Sunday's game. And I have no doubt at all, but this present crop of players will put us over the line and win a championship and bring it back to the club.
Well, there's plenty of team talk material here for Shane King and his management team this Sunday. Shane Quigley, I remember your late dad, PJ Quigley, on the terraces, a proud Shamrock Gales man, a proud Sligo man, a vocal Shamrock Gales man and Sligo man, I should add. But I'm sure it's a proud week for the Quigley clan too.
Yeah, it's a very proud week. We're, like, it's hard to believe 31 years ago, I was only 14. So I remember the first win in 1990 as a 10-year-old and 92, and it was just amazing. My own kids are that age now, and it's just amazing to think that we had to wait that long. But speaking of dad, look, he passed away 3 years ago on the 50th anniversary, and himself and Leo and Dominic and Paddy Gannon, the likes of these men, as was mentioned earlier on by Bernard, they're the reason why we're here 50 years, and hopefully they'll bring a bit of luck to us on Sunday. And I'm the same as Andy. I've no doubt we're coming back with the Ownby Hunt Cup on Sunday.
You're that confident?
Yeah, I'm very confident. I know we could analyse the game and stuff like that, but I don't want to give too much away. But we've beaten them the last two times we've played them, so we'll make it three times lucky on Sunday.
Yeah. So the flags will be out in the Quigley household if you do win.
I think we've about 14 flags at the house, and there's a banner being put up this evening. So, and it's brilliant to see the whole area from Castlebaldon down to Riverstown, Sewy, down to Ballygawley as well, Glan area. The whole area is done, and it's very proud to be a Shamrock Gaels person this week.
Well, enjoy every minute of it if you can this weekend. Shane Quigley and Andrew, you want to say one last thing?
Just say, Austin, I'm delighted to have you out here tonight. I remember when you were a nipper, starting off with Northwest Radio, and you used to pollute us for teams you needed, what was happening with the county team at the time and everything, but you're a huge professional guy in your job, and it's magnificent to have you here tonight in our club area.
I thought he was going to share a story of when we fell off air. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Hannan and Shane Quigley, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Right, we have 45 seconds left, folks. That's the nature of live radio. Team's got a hand. There's a couple of things I want to do. I want to wish the Shamrock Gaels girls under 16 team the very best of luck against St. Meloche Gaels in this Sunday Sligo LGFA County under 16A final on Sunday morning. So good luck to Magella and Vincent and their team. It's a special for Shamrock Gaels, the girls, adult girls winning the junior final as well. And Sunday's men's final is live from 3:30 on Sligo GA TV and on oceanfm.ie from 3:30. The minor final is also live from 1:15 as well. From Castlebaldon and Shamrock Gaels country, it's good night.
Ocean FM.